Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
We're in New York, and nothing feels more New York than fashion.
And talking about fashion with friends in New York feels even better.
Our best friends. Okay. We love them. We're so excited. They're best friends and moms, and they're best friends of my best friend, Emisha. So we're all best friends together, and we have a love of fashion. Please welcome Hallie Simonara and Lauren Vreeland. A little over a year ago, we had one half of the OMG You Need That duo on the podcast when Hallie came on to talk all things fall fashion. Lauren sadly couldn't make it. But it was fine. We knew that we would see her one day again. And today, it's happening. We have our reunion. Lauren worked at Glamour for years, and the jury is out on who loves fashion more. In some ways, they're similar to Emisha and I. They have their yin, they have their yang. They have become a go-to for women who love fashion, but don't always know how to find it, but much less put it together. They know the latest, love doing the scrolling for you, and have scrolled both Emisha and I many times. Thank you for my Kate jackets. I love them. You guys, I love you so much. I love OMG. You Need That. Most of all, I love your LTK. Okay. So anyone
Thank
listening,
you.
If you don't you. Know the LTK, look up Hallie and Lauren's LTK. It's OMG. You Need That. It's phenomenal.
Get out your credit card.
Get out your credit card. You're going to be poor. But I literally saw Lauren. Yeah. I think it was Lauren at the Greenwich. And I'm like,
yeah,
I want everything you're wearing. And that's what happened. So, yeah,
definitely.
Well, yeah. Thank you guys are having
us.
I mean, we're
thank
so
you
excited.
For having us.
Today we're going to talk about holiday dressing, gifting to everyone in your life, like us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the burning question. And we're pretty sure your inboxes are flooded. I have a holiday party. What do I wear?
Yeah. What I mean, let's take it back. How's the success of OMG been?
It's been amazing. We feel so lucky because we're doing what we love, just like you guys, I'm sure, feel. But I think back to what you said before, it really started with this love of fashion and finding things and then putting it together. And I think that's really where like we hit our sweet spot. Just able to help women put together like what's trending, what's relevant. And I think exactly what you said, that's why we started this. When people saw Lauren or I wearing something, they would be like, "Where did you get that?" And OMG,
and I think that was
born.
Yeah, for so long, we didn't know how to turn it into an actual business. And then one day we were like, let's just try. And so we did. And here we are.
And you still really enjoy it.
Oh, love.
I mean, when I kicked off Lauren in the middle of the night, I mean, I had dropped, honest to God, like $3,500. I'm like, I bought a Kate floral dress. I'm never going to wear.
But then it became a problem for both of us because I kept sending you. I was like, well, I think you should get this too. And I think you need this. And I think this would look amazing on you. So it was just a bad combination of
both. So you were our muse, like in a sense. Like it was so easy. I'm like, Lauren's yeah. like, wait, this is so fun. I cannot wait to dress
I'm
Molly.
Like, click, click. I just made $1,000. Who has what strength? What's your strength in terms of
I mean, we literally do this every day. Coming here, even, she is always late. And
always.
I don't know which one of you. I mean, I have a feeling I know which one that is. But I feel like we would have a really fun time playing like the newlywed game. But for us,
such a fun time.
But Lauren is... We're the yin to, she's the yin to my yang. Like,
yeah,
she is always.
What's your superpower?
I would say mine is, gosh, I don't know. I think organization. I'm like very type A in that sense.
I am not organized.
But Lauren also is like,
I'm organized
she
in a
has
different
an
way.
Editor's brain and she's so creative. And I mean, that's what I would say your strength is. But
thanks.
You can chime in.
I think that when it comes to our job, specifically fashion, I'm, I guess, more creative and you're more business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need both.
Yes.
Listen, I love you guys. And I also love what we love the most about you guys is that you have a real perspective on fashion from a very, very, very high end to a low, to a lower end. And I've always shopped like that. I mean, I will save my money. I will save. I have a Birkin that I saved.
Betty's here with us today.
Betty is here with us today. She's over there on the floor.
What a good name.
I know, Betty Birkin. $10,000 I saved up for literally like 8 years. And I bought her cash in Paris. And she's like 30 years old now. But she's still with us.
I love that.
And she will forever be with us. But I do think you guys have a really incredible eye in putting things together that, okay, here's your fast fashion. Here's what you want to spend money on. And here's what you want to have collect and you're going to have in your wardrobe for the next 15 years. So anybody listening, that's it because they're really good at it. Today, we're going to talk about holiday. We're going to talk about dressing. Let's break it down. If I'm your client, Emsha and I are your clients, I want to go to a fun holiday party. I want to spend X amount of dollars. Like, do you start with like the price point? Do you start with like, do you wear velvet? Like, how do you do it?
I think budget is always helpful. I think that's always our first question that whether it's, you know, someone texting us or asking us via DM, we both instantly go to budget because we can make anything happen if we have a number and that will determine, you know, where you're looking.
They can make it happen.
Right. Well, I mean, a $10,000 budget would be amazing. Yeah. We could do multiple holiday outfits for that budget. But I think budget is where we start. And then based on the budget, we'll go to, you know, what store we're going to look at, theme of the party. Someone just asked us for something for Havana Nights party. So it depends on the theme.
Right.
And for how do you do Zoom? Do you do in person? How do you do it?
So I think now it's strictly like we've had to just go to Instagram DMs because we're just so busy, like obviously with our kids and with this, but we were being able to do that when we first started out. And now it's nearly impossible.
People also, I think, are really time consuming and like
really
that was, I remember when you first were doing it, you'd be like, Jesus, like I am like hand holding and it's just,
There was definitely a learning curve. I think when we started, we were so eager and excited to just be doing something that we loved. And we were like, we're going to do Instagram. We're going to do in-person clients. We're going to do closets. And then we soon realized that was too much of an undertaking. And I think through social media, we're able to
help more people.
Help more people
reach a larger audience. And ultimately, you know, you can do velvet, put together velvet looks, suit and trouser looks. Okay, so holiday 2024, what are we looking at?
So holiday, Lauren and I were just having this conversation because we were saying that basically, like, you can really start anywhere, you know, whether it be, like, the holiday shoe. So for us, maybe that looks like, I don't know, I'm really obsessing right now over, like, I want a cool platform, like a velvet, right?
Me too. By the way, me too.
Wait, let's go buy the
velvet. I know, I'm like 6'9" and I still want to wear a platform. I don't know.
You can. You totally can.
My hand pulled off the best. She's tiny, skinny, love her. She pulled off the best gold Prada platform.
They're so good.
But they were so good on her. She looked incredible. And just that platform, she was on trend.
It makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, and I think you can start with something like that. So like for me, I'm just like for me personally, for this holiday season, I might just start with that platform and then I'm going to build my outfit around it. So really, if I'm going to spend $1,200 on the Prada platform, that gold, I love that one. I can see it and I'm like, oh, I need it. But then maybe I'm just going to do like a little black mini dress. Like, and it doesn't have to be, in my mind, like I'm picturing this like Alaya, like flare skirt. But I think for me, I would be like, okay, I can find like a Zimmerman version, which is still a splurge, or maybe even go to like a Mango, Zara or an H&M. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ken and we were just in Mango picking out some pieces, and like they have incredible basics that are totally pretty well priced.
Mango is amazing. These earrings actually are Mango.
I love
them. They're like, I don't want to say they're the word, yeah. Dupe. But
by the way, we love
they're a Kate dupe done really well.
For like $20.
Yeah, yeah. For probably like $20 or $30. And I think Mango right now is really having a moment.
But I also have this thing where I had this conversation literally yesterday, and it was, I don't know why. No one necessarily cares what I'm wearing to a party, but I have this thing where I just don't want to wear the same dress twice. Like, I'll wear it maybe like a year later.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's been so much. We've had like multiple 40th birthday parties. There's another party, a cocktail that we're all going to tomorrow. Like, I don't want to wear the same dress, but I also don't want to spend money on the dress because I feel like I'd rather spend the money on the accessory.
Yes. Right.
Because the dress is like, meh.
I think you definitely can wear your dress again. It's just about how you do it. So black dress, for example, let's say you have a black velvet dress or a black shift or something, like a simple black dress. You can totally change the look by, let's say, do your hair down one night with a red lip. Or
do your hair in a ponytail with a great black bow.
Exactly. Add a leather jacket one night. Do a cute cardigan the next night with your hair up. Like, it's all about how you change your look, I think. And also just your accessories, like these $30 earrings. If you have your hair up with these earrings on,
that's the focus.
It's going to totally change the look.
I just borrowed these heart earrings that I wore a few weeks ago from my friend Andrea. And remember, I'm like, I should buy these. And you're like, I don't know. From the Jennifer Fisher ones.
I thought you bought them.
No, I borrowed them. I was going to buy them.
Well, but agreed. We both have them.
She said you had them. Anyway, I'm going to get them.
I was like, everybody, they're great. You bought them like a while ago.
I wore them last night. Yeah. I had like a cocktail party and I wore them last night. I literally wore an ivory blouse, a pair of like black pleather Zara pants, and the earrings were my like statement.
Yeah.
And
it's always chic. It looks great. Right. I also think another thing that's really on trend, and I think it goes to your point, like the brooch. So you can invest in a great vintage brooch, a Chanel brooch.
You're leading up to the Chanel brooch saw.
I know. Leaning into it. It's on hold with Andrew on 57.
I know what she's going towards here.
But the rose, okay? The floral, that is really in. So I just did a fitting. This is a true story. I had like three suits. I want to say for 20 plus years. Dolce, Veronique Bronchino. I don't even know if she's, and what was the other one? Michael Kors. Got back in. I'm just going to take out just a tiny bit, Katie, in the waist. But they still stood the test of time.
Yeah.
And we put them with a Zimmerman blouse with a black rose. And
pretty.
It was a really pretty blouse because it had like little floral as for the buttons.
So pretty.
Just the blouse alone changed the entire suit.
Yeah.
From what? The point of what you're saying.
Yeah. And if you wore that suit with, I don't know, a white t-shirt underneath or a simple tank or something, it would look totally different. So
I do think the sequin is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and back to the rose, like I think that right now that Sophia Richie moment is happening for everyone and everyone wants that rosette. So that's right on trend and a great way to incorporate something like a little feminine into your holiday wardrobe and change. Maybe it's like a school party that you have to go by. Wearing like a white blouse with that little rose is so chic and really like add a red lip and that's your outfit and you look flawless and put together without having to put in like a huge, I do this every year and I sit in front of the mirror and I'm like, what am I wearing to this holiday party?
Yeah.
And I think I have to buy something new, but I'm like, the simplest and best outfits are sometimes the ones that are already in your closet.
Yes. Shop your closet and just try to restyle something that you've worn before. And one of the biggest fall trends, like fall 23, one of the trends was wearability. It was just all about wearing things that were comfortable. There was like, I don't know if you remember that Miu Miu look that was like a gray legging with a blazer and a hoodie underneath.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was so good. And we all have that, right? Well, it's just about how you put it together.
Well, I think the hoodie has come back. I mean, yeah. the hoodie yes. under a trench. It's a look.
Yeah.
It's,
you pull that look off.
I can pull
well.
That yeah, look you off. Do. I can you do a do. Jean mm-hmm. or a legging, a trench and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, you rock a good gray hoodie.
I do,
yeah.
I do love a good hoodie.
Yeah.
I'm constantly on the lookout for ways to strengthen my gut health and immunity. Anyone who has little kids will understand. Meet my latest obsession, Armra Colostrum. It's kind of a miracle superfood, and it's blown up on Instagram, and people are swearing by it. So I had to try it. Colostrum is a really cool thing. It's the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive, which basically means it's doing a lot of things at once. We love a multitasking agent. Okay, let's start with the fact that it reactivates hair growth and glowing skin. That's right. We're talking less inflammation, less puffiness, more collagen production, and increased elasticity. It also fortifies gut health and ignites the metabolism. Say bye to bloating, period. I feel so much lighter on Armra Colostrum. Not only is my gut well replenished, but my blood sugar is more stabilized too. Okay, this is a good one. It fuels fitness, performance, and recovery. So what does that mean? More nutrient absorption, cellular regeneration, and improves fitness endurance by 20%, as well as decreased recovery time by 50% after exercise. All you do is mix Armra Colostrum in with cold liquids or foods only. Did you hear that? Cold only. Or you can just dry scoop it in your mouth, which honestly I tend to do less, but it's great for your oral microbiome. Armra Colostrum is sustainably sourced, and I can't wait for you guys to try it. We've worked out a special offer for our audience here, Lipstick on the Rim. We love. You guys are going to receive 15% off your first order. So go to tryarmra.com/lipstick or enter code lipstick to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/lipstick. And you guys are going to get 15% off your first order. Let's talk fashion. Oh, that's right. Holiday dressing. You guys, I'm in love with this brand. I've been wearing them for years. It's called Rails. I'm loving their versatility. I'm loving their fabrics. Rails is a California-based and has both women's and men's, but they embody a European sophistication that I obviously really gravitate towards. And if you know me, you know I'm a huge shirting person. Rails has some of the best I've ever seen. And recently, I got one of their blue stripe button-downs that I've been wearing nonstop. It's one of those pieces that looks good with everything and you can wear all year around. They also have the best travel-ready tees, heritage-inspired outerwear, and trousers that you can wear all season. Their fabric, it's luxe, it's cool, and they have incredible prints. Lastly, I want to point towards their winter collection, which is really good for upcoming holiday parties, cozy nights in by the fire. I'm currently obsessed with the Esme sweater, the Anya skirt, and the Rowan pant. Did you hear me? The Esme, the Anya skirt, and the Rowan pant. The Esme sweater, honestly, to die for. Rails provides free worldwide shipping and free returns. You guys, oh, that's right. We're going to give you 10% off your first order on rails.com when you sign up for emails. That's rails.com. That's RAILS.com.
Can we just talk about jeans?
Yeah.
Yes,
we I know we
can.
Talked
we
about
love
jeans
a good
last
denim.
Time,
we always
we do
can.
Love a good denim. So I need everyone to know that they can pull off a wide, full leg jean. We just had Athena Calderon on. She had the pair of Frankie jeans on that were pleated that you're like, there's no way I can pull
they
it
off.
They
look like the homeboy jeans circa Marky Mark. Like that
Jenko.
Is what they look like.
Jenko?
She had on
Jenko.
A Kate belt. Like that was she like had on a Mateau stripe with a Mont's jacket, which I will be copying. And it was just like,
she's so chic.
She's so chic. But the jacket she might have had for 10 years. It's so good. But the jean is what made her look on trend.
Yeah. And I think denim is like changing so much. We get this question all the time on Instagram. Can I wear skinny jeans? Can I wear this? And I'm like, try the trend jean and see how you can make it work. Like Emisha and I just had this conversation. She ordered a really cute pair of like trouser jeans.
I told you about the Nili Lotan.
Yeah. And so we just had this conversation. And I think like it's worth trying it. And also having a great tailor who can, I mean, we're both short. So having a great tailor that can help you bring those jeans to a level where you can wear them is half the battle.
Yeah, the A. Goldie Cooper cargo, when that came out and it was everywhere and everyone was buying it, I bought them. I tried them on. I just didn't love the way that they looked on me. But then I found another cargo. I think it was, I forget what brand it was, but they're more wide leg. And like that was a better fit for me and my body. So right. I think it's just, you know, if you want to do the whatever denim trend, the cargo or the wide leg, you just have to find the brand that works for you. And I think a lot of that, unfortunately, for some people, I don't mind it, is trial and error. Ordering multiple pairs, ordering multiple sizes, and just trying them all on. And
people are afraid of that for some reason. Yeah. They're like, are these true to size? And I'm like, you can order two.
Well, that's the thing. Doesn't ShopUp have a whole thing now where you actually get your return as soon as your returnable is scanned?
Yes.
So like they refund you as soon
as refund you immediately.
Yeah. Your UPS label at your UPS drop off. You don't have to wait for it to arrive at the warehouse.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's like, so that helps.
Well, it gives you incentive to order more. Order more. And jeans are so specific. Sometimes you want them loose. Sometimes you want them tight. Sometimes you're like, I can't breathe and I need to go up two sizes and I don't care what people think and I hate that.
Yes, I was just going to say, Kate, for example, I still don't know what size I am in Kate.
No,
Dunham.
I'm every size.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I could be a 25 to a 45.
Yeah. Yes, right. It all depends on the brand. Every brand is cut differently. So I would say my number one denim tip is order multiple sizes and fits and go from there.
All right, but speaking of sizing, let's really quickly for holiday. What is like a cute elastic waistband outfit that we could wear? Comfortable look.
I would say go for a silk skirt with an elastic waistband.
This is what we're loving right now. Mm-hmm. Lauren found such a good one from Zara that I wore it in ivory. I forget where I was going. But anyway, I like assumed that Emisha was there. I'm like, you were there, remember? But it's such a, Lauren has it in black. It's she called, almost wore it today.
I think on Zara it's called silk skirt with elastic waist. It's like, it's easy to find.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, Zara does not like commissionable links, which is fine. We still share them because it's the secret. Like,
we're not gatekeeping anything.
No. And when we worked in fashion, honestly, we were paid nothing. Emisha can attest to this. Yeah. Literally pennies. And every editor shopped at Zara. Like everyone, every time someone would come in our showroom for an appointment, I'd be like, where is that from? They'd be like, Zara.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, my blazer today is from Zara. I think you really have to go find like the basics there. And then you can add in your Kate sweater, your Totem, like turtleneck, sleeveless top, whatever it may be. But for a holiday party, the silk skirt is going to get you.
Well, it's like what I love. I'm wearing a silk dress with a sweater over.
Yeah.
Right. And the Mary Janes. And I also think tights. Tights love are tights. Having tights. Such a moment. Mm-hmm. The sheer tight that Hailey Bieber has been wearing.
Yeah.
The red tight. Like, I do think that is also, to Lauren's point, you can just change your tight.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the Gucci, like, tights a while ago. I wanted to get the Chanel. And when we were in a fight and we weren't speaking, like, she would, like, give me dupes of, like, the Chanel. I'm like, I want to talk to you, but I'm mad at you. Anyway, I didn't end up buying them. I
still have them in my drawer.
I was so sad. But I think the tight, I think the tight is having a moment. I really do. The black bow, the tight, the loafer.
Yeah,
everybody's got to get a loafer. J. Crew, Madewell.
Everyone.
Celine, Gucci, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, I like the loafer you had on yesterday.
That's Selena have it. It's beautiful.
I saw those.
I spent 2 years trying to get my size because I'm a massive boat of a 41.
I think the loafer, too, is so great because you can go for a lug sole, chunkier loafer, or you can do a more classic style. Like, there's really something for everyone when it comes to flats lately.
There's even, like, we all love a Chanel Ballet flat, which is great, but it's also so expensive.
Yeah.
Steve Madden makes the best dupes, the magic word, but they're, like, $70, and there's, like, a purple velvet with the black toe. Like, it looks just great.
Yeah.
So you can still get the vibe, but not be spending the price tag.
Well, I was in Mango and
I have those.
Yeah. I was in Mango the other day and we were kind of just like looking at some different pieces and the rhinestone ballet flat, the Mary Jane. I mean, it was like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Kate are like
$1,000. Yeah.
Right. So, or the Alaya, like, she just literally bought them off of me.
I just stole them off of her.
Another great way to incorporate that into holiday dressing is, like, back to what you were saying about sequins. We always get off track because we have so many fun ideas and thoughts. But the sequins, like, it doesn't have to be. I loved how you incorporated that into your suit last night, but it could be also on a ballet flat. And if that's like, for me, sequins, like I might look insane. And I feel like if I wear like a sequin ballet flat, it's an instant chic dressed up vibe without having to wear a heel. And exactly, and you could accomplish that.
You could do like a great, I have a couple sequin skirts that I've had for, I think one like 252, no, that was my address on Lafayette, 252 Lafayette, by the way.
525.
But what was the, what's the Lafayette line?
525.
Yeah, exactly. I was close. So I have a great, really beautiful gold sequin skirt that I can wear with a bodysuit, like a Wolford bodysuit. I can wear it with a turtleneck. I have a great, beautiful totem turtleneck sweater with a great boot. You can wear sequins in so many different ways.
And they last. TWP has like two or three beautiful sequined skirts right now, like pencil skirts. They have one called the Gwyneth that is
so cute.
Stunning.
Cute. Is it pretty?
Yeah. I love a sequin, to your point, with cashmere.
Yes.
A cashmere sweater.
So chic.
Or I just saw a really cute, I forget who makes it, but a long sleeve sort of crop top, sequin crop top, which would be so cute with a satin trouser.
Really cute.
Like mixing sequins with a menswear inspired piece.
Or like
white button down.
Like yeah.
With a sequin mini or something.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's all about balance. If you don't want to go full disco ball.
Yeah.
I think balance it out with
another texture. Jonathan Simkai that I just saw has this really cute black mini skirt right now that's like, it kind of goes like a little up in the middle and it's got rhinestones right along the bottom. It's
so
really
cute.
Pretty. But that with like just a simple t-shirt, like a white fitted t-shirt would be pretty.
Well, you guys got to get a good white t-shirt. I have like a couple now.
Oh, we have 300. My favorite right now is probably Perfect White Tee.
I love them.
Perfect white tee. I don't know them.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Are they the Perfect White Tee?
It's the Perfect White Tee.
We'll send you some.
Yeah,
the Perfect White Tee.
Ask. Have you ever tried Ask?
No.
A-S-K-K, I think it is. They're amazing.
Okay.
They're like a slightly more boyfriendy white tee, but they're just like the right length. They're great.
And I feel like lately we had this conversation yesterday or last night. I told you I had to go out and I called Lauren and I'm like, why is it that every time I get dressed, all I want to put on is a white t-shirt? And I'm literally wearing one right now. But I feel like that as your starting point is okay. And that's how we're dressing now. And whether it be with a leather pant or a really chic high-waisted skirt. Like, it kind of just,
I think it's a little bit like the quiet luxury effect.
Yes.
Me too.
Of just simplicity, wearability.
Yeah.
The white t-shirt, but you added a blazer and you have on some great jewelry. And I think really that's all you need.
I also think that with the quiet luxury, the skinny belt has come back.
Yeah.
The belt has come back with a vengeance.
Snapshot, like literally screen grabbed all these belts that I'm obsessing over right now.
I'm obsessing over this Bottega belt.
Wait, is it the one that's like, or the thin one with the little gold balls on the end? I literally have it on my phone, screen grabbed.
Cute.
I'm obsessed with that.
I would say a belt or two or three is, you know, your next investment piece.
Yes.
If
it can change your
skinny,
look
and it can be around a dress, like you could do a great blazer, put a skinny belt around it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hermes one is.
The Hermes one she made me get. She made me. She forced me. Got my credit card. Your
will.
And ordered it for
literally
me.
Took a credit card and was like, this is coming tomorrow.
It's hilarious.
I talked about one of my favorite things of all time the other week on my Instagram stories, but in case you guys missed it, I'll give you the lowdown. It's three words. Macy's Gift Finder. And if you aren't familiar, you're about to be obsessed. We are now fully in the season for giving. And since we're reaching the tail end of November, I can't believe that, I highly encourage you to get ahead on all your holiday gifting purchases. Trust me, you'll feel so much better not waiting until the last minute to scramble. Macy's, they really do make it so incredibly easy. There are so many different ways to shop, which makes it great. So not to overwhelm you. So you can shop by price, meaning you can shop gifts of all price ranges, no matter your budget. Maybe you're looking to spend $25 on an upcoming Secret Santa or $50 on a colleague. Oh, that's right. If mom needs a little extra indulging, check out the Luxe category. It's amazing. Then you can also shop by gift lists. Macy's has curated unique lists for all the personalities in your life. You guys, they're so good. Perhaps your loved one is a spa enthusiast, or maybe your brother is a huge sports fan like mine. You can even find gift lists from your favorite influencers. Lastly, you can shop by category. It's easy. Beauty, fragrances, jewelry, watches, handbags, accessories, and more. So make sure you head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder or Macy's.com to find that perfect present. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder or Macy's.com.
We need to talk about gifting.
Okay, yeah, gifting.
That is, you know, A, Hallie is like the queen of good gifting.
Oh, you are so sweet.
But it's true. You're like very good at like thoughtful, personalized gifts. So what would you say? How do you come up with some personal gifts? And what are some of your favorite personalized gifts?
I think I really find joy in giving people gifts. And it doesn't have to be something that's like extravagant or over the top. I think it's just thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And when you can give someone a gift that really feels thoughtful, I feel like it's showing how much you know them and love them.
I got an ornament from Hallie one year that was a Botox needle.
By the way, so fabulous. Good.
Yeah. I literally ordered 20 ornaments a year. I have a theme.
I found my ornament for this year.
I did too. And I bet you have the same one. But I think that it's like, I love gift giving. And I think it makes the person feel special. And I think that that's like, knowing someone and knowing what to give them is such a special thing. Lauren's really, like, every time she comes to my house, she brings something, not only for me, but for my kids. And I'm like, don't bring these kids anything
else. That's what Emisha does. I'm like, Emisha.
Yeah.
But it makes them happy. You do the same thing back, though. I mean, are you kidding?
It makes
you show up empty-handed. They're staring at you. They're like, what?
Yeah. What's happening, Lauren?
Yeah. Right. So I think just anything thoughtful that I think this holiday season, just giving gifts that, like, I think less is more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really focusing on something that's really special. Like for my husband, I always do like an experience because I can't, like, there's nothing I can buy him.
Yeah.
And he's just impossible to shop for. But I love buying him like concert tickets or tickets to some kind of sporting event.
You know, there's a great, they're on Spring or Bleecker. A beautiful, it's called Morrison Hotel. And they have beautiful prints.
Yeah.
That's a great gift for your husband. My husband is obsessed with Bruce Springsteen. And yeah. I mean,
that's a great idea.
It's beautiful. And I've given him gifts from that and he loves it. I will say I just got a great gift for him. I gave him, which I'm actually going to take back. But I got him a piece of Bottega luggage as a carry-on.
That's so nice.
It will be mine. But he's going to look great in it for a few times.
You're like, honey, let me carry that for you.
Yeah, I think it's all about just thinking about the person and maybe something that they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves.
Yeah.
I also think a monogram.
Your sweatshirt that you got me.
Oh, yeah. I love these sweatshirts.
Best gift.
They're from C-Bonds.
Yeah.
And one of my friends had gotten, I think you got me one that was like the bottle of Purell during COVID and it said Pure Hell. Yeah. And I was need to keep this brand on my radar. Mm-hmm. And then I went on their website and when Lauren got her dog, because you guys too have turned into dog moms. I was like, I'm never getting a dog. And now I'm obsessed with this freaking dog.
Hey, I got a dog. It's not so bad. She's like, okay.
I'm like, okay, I'll get a dog. So I got her the sweatshirt with like a picture of her dog. They like embroider the dog's face on the sweatshirt.
I love it. Oh my
God. So you're going to need two of those.
It looks just like him. And when I wear it, people
so
are
like.
So
should I put a Chanel ballet flat in his mouth and he's on my sweatshirt? Yes. Thanks, Magic. Majika.
Love you. But I get so many questions about that sweatshirt. Where is it from? How did you get his face on a sweatshirt?
I, one year, gave so many people, and this is going to sound crazy, but my Glenn Schiller, who sold me my very first apartment in New York City in 2002, 2003, I still give him, packing cubes, monogrammed packing cubes.
That's a really nice gift.
That is a great gift. I don't know why, but every time I've given those gifts, people love it because it's something they don't buy for themselves.
Right. Yeah. I think that too is a great way to explain it. Something they wouldn't buy for themselves. And I think even whether it's like a hostess gift, like our go-to hostess gift is like a really nice bottle of wine or champagne around the holidays and then tie an ornament with a little ribbon on top. Also, like if you have someone, I've been giving this gift a lot lately. If you have someone that like loves to play games, like a travel backgammon set or like an acrylic backgammon set or whatever other game. I mean, we play Mahjong, which is like, you know, dating us, we're old. But I think something like that is so special and sweet. And then it's something for their home too.
I also think like taking the time, like, cause we always take so many pictures, but we never print it. I think giving someone a printed picture
really
doesn't cost a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't
have, you have to frame.
Buy a beautiful frame. You don't have to break them. I mean, you can go to Pottery Barn. You can go to Restoration Hardware. Yeah. Get a great, beautiful silver frame. It means so much.
Someone gave me, one of my best friends gave me last year, gave my kids a Where's our dog's name is Rhodey, and they did a Where's Rhodey like book, like a Where's Waldo find. And I thought that was so creative. So it was like custom for the dog. So Lauren gave us like mugs with his picture on them. I'm like, wow, I really love my dog.
Fashion with your dogs. Could be your next podcast.
All right, winter style. We need to hit on winter style.
Okay, winter style. We're thinking, what are the coats? Pea coats, long coats, bomber jackets? What are we thinking?
I think a long coat for sure. A really great overcoat with a belt.
Yeah, so chic.
So chic. And you'll have it. It's timeless. You'll have it for years. I think I have this black Isabel Marant coat. I honestly don't even know how many years old it is. It's just cut really well. It has like a little bit of a structured shoulder. It's got to be 5 or 6 years old. I still wear it every winter. And it's an investment, but
I love the toe-tan one you bought last year.
Right.
Was it chocolate brown?
Yeah. And I think if you want to wear a lighter coat, you just layer underneath. And I love that coat. It's a little oversized, so I can wear it over a blazer or even like layering under a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. I think layering is such an important part, especially when you're in like New York City and you're going from the freezing cold streets to inside a restaurant and you're like instantly sweating. I think it's a great tool and also looks chic and stylish. I feel like we are always, I know you guys feel this way, always channeling our inner Parisian street style girl. And I think that's a great way to kind of like add that element. And
the oversized blazers, the 90s, that is so in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I realized this week that I can't do a shoulder pad. I tried this outfit on for tomorrow night and the shoulders.
I cut them out because I can't either.
I was going to say, Hallie just cut shoulder pads out of a shirt. So
I cut
everything.
I was too worried about cutting
a layer,
it out.
I'll cut.
Yeah.
It
was too expensive to cut out and it not work. I was too nervous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love taking a shoulder pad.
But
out.
To go back to coats, I found this coat from Splendid. By Cella Jane did collaboration.
Yeah.
I saw Lori actually had it. I bumped into her in town and she was wearing it. It is $168, literally, which is like to find a coat for under $200. And it feels like it's cashmere. You know, it's like chocolate brown, really simple overcoat. And it had this detail that like the sweater, it almost feels like there's like a knit sweater coming out from under the sleeve. But that's the thing. You don't have to spend a lot of money on like... nice to buy a Totem and an Isabel, but if you don't have the budget for it, like the one is great.
Some of our favorite coats are from Mango and Zara. I mean, it's literally
Mango last winter.
You had a great Mango one last year.
Still, they still have that shearling coat now in what, two different colors?
Oh, yeah.
That looks like the Totem one.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that one's a real winner.
Oh, that's such a great coat. I'm glad you bought that.
Did you get the green or did you get the...
You got the green.
The green.
Oh, I love the green.
I got the green.
So
I did
good.
A little
so
like, good. Who wants me to get what?
I have it in black from last year and I love that coat.
It's a great coat. I think it was $189, $99. Mm. It was great. I'll have it forever. It's good. You can dress it up. You can dress it down.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing. I think to your point earlier, like with, you know, holiday dressing, you really... get into your closet.
Yeah.
Use the white t-shirt as a base.
Totally.
Use your black great trouser as a base. And then funk it up with your...
Right.
Yeah.
Your accessories.
Right.
Well, speaking of accessories, let's talk jewelry.
Oh,
we love
favorite
jewelry.
Topic.
I love jewelry.
Who are some of your favorite brands?
Where do I start? I think high-end Foundry. I think we all love Foundry.
Copy Demish's necklace.
Mm-hmm. Brent Neal. Amazing. If you need a custom piece, she does like beautiful, beautiful work. But then I think there's also, you know, maybe you don't want to go crazy with your budget. Dorsey, we love Dorsey.
Love Dorsey.
It's so funny. My president, Kate MacArthur, was like, you've got to know this. And literally you're like, we like Dorsey over here. I'm like, so do I.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love Dorsey.
We love Dorsey. She just has Meg, who is the founder. She's just done a really nice job of really quality pieces. So I think people hear lab grown and they think, oh, you know, it's not like quote unquote real. But I actually messaged her because this bracelet is Dorsey. And I was like, the weight of it is so good. And she was like, that is one of the best compliments I could ever receive, because it's I know that I'm putting so much time and effort into, you know, how I'm having
it. Looks like vintage Cartier.
It does, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said that. Or Verdura. It's amazing. And I think, I don't know what the price, it's under 500.
Yeah, yes. Dorsey goes between like three to, I mean, all the way up.
The price range is really good. And I think it's still special as a gift if you're asking, you know, your significant other for something and the diamond studs are a little bit out of reach, which, like, you know, we love wearing it because it doesn't feel so precious that you have to be careful.
I know.
Yeah. And
I had these fake Jennifer Miller studs. I literally had it for 20 years. I travel with them. You would never know the difference.
No, right.
And I swear to God, they were like $300.
Yeah, right. I mean, no one's ever going to ask you. And also, it doesn't, you don't feel stressed about it.
No.
I know that wearing fine jewelry is very stressful if you're like, you know, going swimming or going to be like doing something all day.
Or traveling.
Traveling, yeah.
We had Jennifer Fisher on the podcast, and she, after we got, we went
love
to
her jewelry.
To her store, and I got like two simple gold bangles. Those are great gifts.
Yeah, really great.
I don't have them on right now.
But and I've wanted
the
to
Jennifer Fisher
them.
Hoops too. I love that
love
as a gift
hoops.
Because it's a price point that, you know, you don't feel like you're spending a crazy amount of money.
Yeah,
and I can never have enough hoops, earrings in general, but Jennifer Fisher hoops. I'm like, what size do I need next? What thickness? Like, it is a problem. So that's like, for me personally, that's a gift I'm always happy to receive.
Yes.
It's, I feel like you could never go wrong with that.
And
gift.
I think silver, I think stainless, mm-hmm. I think that's all having a comeback, especially like with the Kate belt and the Kate earrings and the studded bag. Like this, it's definitely silver is, it's coming. And I'm a gold girl. Silver
can be nice, I got like, the especially when you're tan.
I got the hoops from Jennifer Fisher in silver. Mm. I copied Elizabeth.
Oops. Okay, I think we both want to know, what was the last thing you bought that you're obsessed with?
You want to go first?
Oh, I bought, there's so many things. I think the last thing I bought that I'm obsessed with right now are I bought like some tweed Chanel flat slingbacks with like a black corduroy toe that are really special. Mm. And I know I'll wear them all winter and fall.
They're so pretty.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
they're really special.
I was going to say my Row. I just got the Row Park tote in like a brown, like a chocolate brown suede.
Ooh, that's
but
what I
then,
want.
But then earlier today, I stole Hallie's shoes off of her feet. So that's my latest.
The Elia.
The Park tote is at the Elia sequin. Which one?
Oh, the Elia rhinestone.
That's the one I want.
Mary Jane's.
Oh, I'm having Gab Waller try to find them for me.
I don't think she'll find them.
Yeah, I don't know. My
size
is
the Elia store after.
They never have them. Maybe.
They said they didn't have them when I was in Paris, and they had them in every single size.
We can find them. We'll find them. If Gab can't find them,
I know.
I feel like she can.
She can find them. Okay, a few things. I know beauty is your thing. What are like two beauty products that you are loving?
I feel like right now I'm loving... My dermatologist just told me to buy the Skin Better Science eye cream, and that is really great.
I love their retinol.
And I've been using, thanks to Emisha, some Monica Blender lip liner, and I think it's so beautiful, and she has great makeup.
She's amazing. She just came out with a new moisturizing kind of
oil,
thing.
I think.
And an oil.
Yeah.
Your exfoliating ads.
Wise Beauty.
Wise Beauty.
Your favorite ex.
I don't even know what exfoliating pads I was using before. That's how good yours are. I forgot about the
other
ones.
They're gone.
But
they're your
ex. are so good. I have melasma issues. I love them. And then P50, Biologique
Recherche.
I cannot live without
that. Okay, little rapid fire, guilty pleasure. Hallie.
You know that. Rosé.
Tequila.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Unfortunately, I've had to become a morning person,
night person, definitely.
Your favorite fashion season?
Summer.
Fall. Text, call, FaceTime.
Gosh, I love a phone call.
Same.
Me too. Us too. We love, it's
only
normal.
A few people. I don't like to talk to
many
people.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
Okay, I've already asked you this question, Hallie. So I'm going to ask Lauren, okay, if you could give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, I think, wow, this is, I would give myself so much advice. I think the biggest piece of advice, which I am currently giving to my own 10-year-old, would be to just, one, find out before you freak out. That's my current motto
that
in my home.
So good. Find out before you freak out.
It's everyone, find out before you freak out. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I heard that. I'm not claiming ownership of that because I did hear it somewhere. I just can't remember where. And two, you don't have to decide what you want to be.
Yeah.
At 10, at 18, at whatever age. You could just explore everything.
Learn as you go.
Yep. You're amazing. Oh my God. You need
OMG.
That. OMG.
We love you.
You need that. You guys follow them. Follow on LTK. DM them. They will find just your stuff.
Just hand really over I'm really proud all of money. You guys.
Hand over a credit card
Thank
right
you.
Now.
We apologize
and we'll
to your
do spring
husband.
Fashion soon.
Can't wait. Can't
thanks
wait.
For having
love
us.
You
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
We'll guys, see you next
love
week.
You.
See you next adios, week. LA. I mean,
oh my
adios.
God, this is the last one in New York. I know.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.